Humour is emotional chaos remembered in tranquility. James Thurber. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander, guest on my own programme. With days becoming more fraught with economic woes, I thought some irrelevant humour might be well-timed. These poems are from my Ditsy D series. Life Happens. Ditsy D thinks leaving ribbons lying about the living room demonstrates her femininity. She props feathered hats on lampshades, is sure risk is a thin rusk, imagines choking on the crumbs. On borrowed canvas, she paints trees resembling whelks, and her hens are pickling onions lost in gravel. She's given most of her one jigsaw away and uses the box lid for her unanswered mail. Still shopping for a black veil like Jackie Kennedy's, she misses both funeral and wake when her granddad, that naysaying bassoonist, dies. Her friend, the undertaker, a man given to descriptive phrases, calls her the slip between cup and lip, a coffee bean that just won't grind. Worried about dying, she begs for a battery of tests, believes she'll be recharged. At the clinic, they call her Ms. Fit. For her, the whole world's a corner she can't see around, and she can't play the piano either. Careering through a haze of words, Ditsy D plans to write copy for a food magazine. Intrigued by gastronomic vocabulary, unaware it's scrambling her mind, she points out tapioca's a drum roll, and couscous is a hush-hush nom de plume. The editor stares, then shrugs when Ditsy says a mohair tofu is worn casually over the shoulders, and candelabras stand handsome upon a cheddar of solid oak. Nectarine, she's privately told the undertaker, Mike, is delicious lovemaking, though at the drive-in the steering wheel gets in the way. To Ditsy, Servalots are summons, Feta is karma, and she fears florid-faced men are turmeric. How hummus the Midwest summers are, I'm sweating like pork. Failing to land the job, she grumbles, the editor's a half-baked Alaska. Jelly donuts. Because her holy roller mother always admonishes her to choose only healthful options in this world where temptation is rife, Ditsy, who sees her path paved with hot dogs, fries, and frozen desserts, is torn between obedience and self-realization. Casing Anna's fast foods, the dividing line blurring between appetite and gluttony, Ditsy's troubled by framed backlit enticements to sin, some slathered with cheese. Further down the road, Nick's ice cream kiosk presents a splendid orgy, but she hesitates. An earful of her mother's chiding insists, yummy is damned. Acknowledging health stores, like Sunday sermons, are safely stocked with cleansing oughts and shoulds, Ditsy reluctantly chooses a pound of Eden's best prunes and dried figs, plump with goodness, but finds maternal sermons have less to do with righteousness than proving the unrelenting nature of her God's laws. You've been listening to poems from my Ditsy D series on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander, and I wish all our listeners a very happy New Year.